方教会去帮助那里的圣工。
One time I went to a worker to another church to assist in holy work.
这个地方的弟兄姐妹所住的环境很特殊。
And the environment in which the brothers and sisters lived was very unique.
因为学生可以穿拖鞋去学校上课的。
This is a place where students can wear flip-flops to school.
然后这个进会堂有时候讲课你可以穿短裤没有关系。
And even if you're teaching as a teacher in church, you can wear shorts.
就是一个相当的轻松的地方。
And it is a very laid-back place.
可是有时候太轻松了。
But sometimes it's too laid-back.
因为小弟跟那个同工去那边讲到，我看，奇怪，兄弟，你今天怎么提早20分钟就道理就讲完了呢？
And I went to this place, and there's another worker who was giving a sermon, and I asked him, oh, why... Brother, why did you finish your sermon 20 minutes early?
他说他实在讲不下去了。
And he said that he could not continue.
因为那个教会前面换一个卫生纸了。
Because there was a box of tissue at the front.
刚好那一次很多人就是身体不是很舒服了。
And that time, at that time, not a lot of people weren't feeling well.
所以呢，这个讲到一半，这个学生就起来，慢慢的走到钢琴那边那个卫生纸。然后就把它放到口袋里面去。
Because during the sermon, a student would walk up slowly to the piano, take a piece of tissue and blow his nose.
然后这不是一个，我看我因为我坐在那边听嘛，我就开始算，这样上上下下学生了这样到底要几次啊
？And since I sat there and listened to the sermon, I started counting and I counted how many people went up to get tissue.
我看大概有15次以上，不同的学生不同的次数都让。钢琴那边呢、走来走去这样子、
And there are about 15 times different students walking up and down to the piano to get tissue.
所以他说他实在是讲不下去了，提早结束。
So the worker said he couldn't continue with the sermon, so he ended early.
小弟是没有提早结束小弟多讲了十分钟。
And for me, I didn't end early, but I went over 10 minutes.
因为那个弟兄讲道理，他不带奖章的，所以他一下就忘记是要讲什么了。
Because that brother didn't bring, bring notes, sermon notes, and so he would forget what he was talking about.
那我是带奖章的，我每次都忘了我讲到哪里了，再看一看，所以就拖了十分钟啊。
For me, I have sermon notes, and I would forget where I was, so I'd look down and I would stall for 10 minutes.
那小弟就在开始想一个问题啊。
I started thinking about a question.
那我们如果来到神面前啊，我们应该注意什么东西
？If we come before God, what things should we pay attention to?
那我想我们今天下午就来。应该有很多点可以注意我们特别来注意四点这样子。
There should be many things we should pay attention to, but we'll focus on four this afternoon.
我们来看一下《传道书》的第五章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes 5.
传道书第五章。
Ecclesiastes 5.
传道书第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1.
传道书第五章第一节。你到神的殿，要谨慎脚步，
It says, guard your steps when you go to the house of God.
我觉得这句话，我们从小上重要教育课，那个老师就编歌让我们来学
And since you're a young RE student, since I was a young RE student, the teacher would, make a song about this and make us sing it.
不晓得你们会不会唱
And I don't know if you know the song.
当我来到会堂里。有没有会不会唱
And there's a song that the lyrics are When you come into the chapel
我要轻轻慢慢走
I will step very slowly and softly
大家不说话
And nobody will talk
因为这是神的家
Because this is God's house
我们应当安静呀 是不是
And we should be quiet
忘了
And I forgot the rest
这个我觉得所以我们觉得说到神面前来，这里说谨慎脚步是非常重要的。
So it is important to guard our steps.
那为什么我们要谨慎脚步呢
？Why should we be careful about our steps？
我们看这个以赛亚书十八章第四节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 18 verse 4.
以赛亚书十八章第四节。
Isaiah chapter 18 verse 4.
827页。十八章第四节。
18 verse 4.
主对我这样说。我要安静在我的居所观看，如同日光中的清热，又如入水的 云雾在收割的热天。这个这一节有很多的道理，但是我想取前面那句话，英文说 The Lord says he wants rest， 他要休息、哦、那中文是说、啊、主说我要安静。
Here in verse 4 it says this is what the Lord says to me, I will remain quiet and will look on from my dwelling place、
啊啊、所以呢我们的神呢、啊、他也是要休息，需要一个安静的神。
And our Lord is a Lord who wants quiet and rest、
我们通常在安静当中、啊、神才有办法彰显他的神奇、哦、
And a lot of times only, God will show his wonder only in our quietness.
我们来看一下这个出埃及记、哦、
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记、啊、我应该请你们来念，因为我现在站台下、哦、
I'll ask you to read this.
出埃及记、第十四章。
Exodus chapter 14.
13节
Verse
13
and
14. 13节十四节
Verse 13 to 14.
我们请这个 Linda 来念。要 still 要安静，只管静默，没有声音，那么神就要为你们征战。
Here it says, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still.
啊，所以在安静当中呢，神会显出神奇的作为。
And in our stillness, the Lord will show His wonder.
啊，请问他们攻耶利哥城的时候，一天绕几次
？And when they fought the city of Jericho, how many times did they circle the city each day？
哎，黄成英
，Joyce，
一天绕几次？第七天绕几次？一天绕一次，绕的时候可不可以讲话
？So they would circle once every day, and could they speak when they circled the city?
啊，不可以哈。
No.
啊，第七天绕七次。
And on the seventh day, they circled the city seven times.
最后呢，那个力量就集中出来呐喊。
And at the end, after the seventh time, they gathered their strength and they shouted.
那为什么神不让他们在一天绕一次的时候不讲话呢？为什么神不让他们讲话呢
？Why didn't the Lord allow them to speak?
我常常在想象那一段情形哈。
Sometimes I try to reenact the scene.
两百万人绕城，绕耶利哥城，大约两百万人。
There's 2 million people.
大约了哈。
About 2 million people circling the city.
大家都没有声音，不容易哦。
It would be very difficult for no one to make a noise.
你看，听到大概只有自己的脚步声，说不定。很安静到连自己的心跳声也听得到，这样子。
And perhaps they only heard their own footsteps, or they only heard their own heartbeats.
那这样子，神就开始做他神奇的工作。
And in this way, the Lord did His wondrous work.
在萧姨的 retreat 啊，我们在分别在两个不同地方举行。
We had the Hawaiian retreat in 2 different locations.
啊，有个地方叫做我们在外面租哈，租一个场所。然后呢，弟兄姐妹就在一个场地上面露营啊，好像住棚节，大家通通露营。
And we rented a facility, and the brothers and sisters they lived in tents like the festival, the feast of.
只有两个小木屋了。
And they only had 2 cabins.
不好意思，我们传道人住小木屋、啊。
And so we're very embarrassed to say that the preachers lived in the cabins.
我找一些年轻人来跟我们一起住啊。
We asked some young people to come stay with us.
他们都不肯来，他说跟传道一起住要祷告太久。
And they were afraid because they thought that they would have to pray for too long if they lived with the pastors.
结果我们就跟另外一个同工就住就哎，那因为那个地方哈、哦、没有完全建好，所以我们的聚会哈、哦、就是在一个 open space 啦，就是没有这样子哈、哦，没有这样。这个圈起来的一个地方。
And so I stayed with another pastor, and because that the facility was not yet finished, so we lived in an open space.
那所以大家哦有在听啦，但是哦，这个旁边的鸟叫啦，这个花香啦，这个有在听啦，但是哦不晓得心怎么样，我们不知道。
And although people were listening, there were the birds chirping, the flowers fragrance, and we didn't know.How they were really taking it in.
那后来三天呢，我们就移到教会里面来，最后三天。
For the last 3 days, we moved it into church.
真的很奇妙哎。
And it was very wondrous.
真的三天，神就开始做工了。
In those 3 days, the Lord began to work.
很多人看异象。
Many people saw visions.
啊，有的人在这个祷告当中啊，神就把那灵啊扶起来，在空中呢，啊，就看天使。
And some people in their prayer, the Lord would lift their spirits, and in mid-air, they would see the angels.
啊、小朋友看这个神的荣光。
And the small children saw the glory of God.
啊、一个姐妹呢，看到这个会堂啊，到天国有一条路啊，啊，通上去。
And one sister saw that there was a road to a chapel, or the chapel had a road to heaven.
我就想一个问题、啊。
And I thought of a question.
哎，为什么在那个 open space 大家都没有啊？好像什么都没有发生啊。
How come nothing happened in that open space?
那到教会里面来什么？怎么有那么多恩惠呢？神又有那么多的工作呢
？And why were there so many blessings? And why did God work so much in the chapel?
其实这是我们第一次到那个地方去 retreat.
Actually, it was the first time we went there to have a retreat.
啊，因为小弟每年都要去夏威夷两次 啊，有一次通通是 retreat.
Because every year I go to Hawaii twice, and one time it is for a retreat.
那另外一个地方，因为我们已经不租给我们，但那个地方呢？也是一个enclosed environment， 就是一个相当好的环境。
There is another facility that they no longer rent to us， but it's an enclosed environment。
那小弟就觉得说啊，那跟我们安静，我们心的安静哈、哦，神的工作跟我们的心的安静是有绝对的关系啊。
So I thought there is a direct relationship between God's work and how quiet our heart is。
神在安静当中呢啊，要显出他的全能。
And God will show His power in our quiet.
就是说，我们啊，这为什么说在神面前要谨慎我们的脚步
？And this is why we must guard our steps before God.
那我们再来看这个传道书的第五章第一节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1.
传道书五章一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
五章一节。
Verse 1.
五章一节。
Verse 1.
你到神的殿，你要谨慎脚步，因为近前听胜过愚昧人的献祭。他们本知道，本不知道。啊、对不起，我要请你们念。
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot that you are supposed to be the ones reading.
So, Peter, 请你念。这边提到说，近前听胜过愚昧人的献祭。
Here it says, "Go near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools."
请问从这一节来看，这个愚昧人的定义是什么
？From this verse, what is the definition of a fool?
请小破帮我们回答一下，这一节来看，这个愚昧人的定义是什么
？So for Paulo, what is the definition?
猜猜看
，of a fool.
猜猜看。
Can you guess?
错误，错误哦，他们不知道错误，对啊。
So he said, wrong. They do not know.
他们不知道所做的是恶的，这样就是愚昧人。
Know that they do wrong.
很多人来到教会啊，他们也是在拜神。
A lot of people come to church and they worship God.
啊，他们也在献祭。
They are also offering sacrifices.
啊，也许是献祭金钱。
Especially they sacrifice.
也先奉献上时间来拜神。
Or they spend time to worship God.
但是他们在 weekday 当中呢，他们做了一些不合乎神心意的事情。可是他们不知道。
But during the weekday, they do things that are not according to God's will, and they do not know.
这个就是圣经上所说的愚昧人的献祭。
And this is what the Bible tells us is a sacrifice of fools.
那如果近前听啊，就会胜过这样的人。
If you go near to listen, then you will be better than a person.
我在想，为什么圣经上这个教导我们说一定要近前听呢
？And I was wondering why the Bible teaches us to go near to listen.
我想近前有几个特色。
I think that to go near has a few, there is a few qualities to going near.
第一个就是近前的人呢、他应该是有一种很渴慕的心。
First is when a person is willing to go near, they must have a heart of longing.
我们来看一下，使徒行。彼得前书二章二节。
Turn to second, First Peter chapter 2 verse 2.
彼得前书二章二节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 2.
Linda Chen, 好，拜托你念一下。Linda Chen, 嗯。哦，要。哦。所以呢，近前听应该有显出一种很爱慕道理的那种心态。
And here it says, so when we go near to listen, then it tells us that we have a heart of craving.
因为你很渴慕啊，我们就会，我们有很渴慕啊，我们就会近前了、啊。
because we crave something, so we go near.
雅各书第一章跟我们讲，我们要快快的听。
And in James chapter 1, it tells us to listen quickly.
有时候我们没有近前，有时候的打扰会比较多一点。
And sometimes when we do not go near, then there are more distractions.
我们来看一下使徒行传十章的33节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10, verse 33.
使徒行传十章三十三节。
Acts chapter 10, verse 33.
我们来换边，吕弟兄请你读。
We'll change sides and ask Brother James.
十章三十三节，
所以我立时打发人去请你，你来了很好。现今我们都在神面前，要听主所吩咐你的一切话。
这个哥尼流啊，他听道理有一个非常好的态度。
Cornelius had a very good attitude when he was listening to the word of God.
他说他们是坐在神面前的。
He said that he was in the presence of God.
所以近前听就是乐意的坐在神面前了。
And so to go near to God is to very willingly sitting in the presence of God.
他不把彼得的话当成一般人的话。
He did not treat Peter's words as the words of an average
person. 他是要听主吩咐彼得所说的一切话。
And said he was listening to.God's command through Peter.
感谢主，我们很多弟兄姐妹有这个态度啊。他们觉得虽然是人在讲，但是人讲的是神的话。
Thank God, a lot of brothers and sisters have this attitude as well, and this is that even though a person is speaking the words, these words are the words of God.
圣经上希伯来书说神的话真的是大有功，活泼大有功效的。
And what the Bible describes in Hebrew is that God's word is live and very powerful.
真的，有时候可以把我们的骨跟骨髓啊，灵跟魂之间啊，可以刺入破开的。
And it can separate our bone from marrow and spirit from soul.
有时候真的那个我们听道理啊，神啊，可以跟我们内心啊，会有一个对话，会有 conversation.
And sometimes when we listen to a sermon, there is a conversation between God and us in our heart.
有时候我们工人一下台，有些弟兄姐妹会跟我们分享他们听到的一些感受。
And sometimes when the worker steps down from the pulpit, the believers will share what they gathered.
他说他正在想一个问题啊，不晓得答案是什么。
And the brethren would say that they were thinking about a question and did not know the answer.
他说那一天他太烦恼了，所以他什么话都没有听，就是这个就在想自己的问题。怎么突然之间呢，神就开了耳朵讲，他就讲一句话说：只要信，不要怕。
And that person was so worried that he didn't hear anything that day.But the Lord opened his ears and he heard the worker say, just believe, do not be afraid.
有时候真的我们心中有个事情刚好讲台上，我们心里想什么，讲台的答案就下来了。
And sometimes when we have a question in our heart, the answer will come through the pulpit.
所以近前听胜过一面人的献祭。
So to go near and listen is better than to offer the sacrifice.
感谢主啊，我们这个教会大家都很近啊，因为这个会堂比较小，大家都坐得很近啊。
And thank God everyone,sits very close to the front because it's a small chapel.
有时候我们到比较大的教会去啊。
Sometimes when you go to a larger church,
前面都没有人。
There would be no one in the front.
后面很多人。
And there would be a lot of people squeezed in the back.
我们觉得那个照顾孩子的坐后面是对的了啊。
And of course, it is right for those who take care of children to sit in the back.
因为呢，这个孩子有时候吵，我们可以很快的就把他们带出去。
Because when the child is fussy, you could take them out really quickly.
但是小孩子不吵，我们把他带进来，这是很正明智的选择。
But when the child is quiet, it is very wise to bring them into the chapel.
因为很奇妙啊，这个会堂当中啊，我们中国人说敬教、环境教育啊，真的在会堂里面有一个属灵的气氛。
Because as the Chinese people say that you learn from your environment, and there is a spiritual environment in the chapel.
所以呢，孩子从小接受这个属灵的敬教啊，对他们长大前进的态度一定有帮助。
So when a child grows up with this spiritual environment, they will naturally be reverent when they grow older.
小弟到圣何塞教会，圣何塞买一个很大的会堂啊。
And I went to San Jose Church, and they just purchased a very large chapel.
他们那个最后几排把它拉一条红线，后面几排不准坐。
And they put a red tape on the last few pews and said you're not allowed to sit in the last few pews.
因为那个晚上聚会人很少啊，他都在后面，哇，那个中间空一个很大的空洞。
Because during the night service, everyone wants to sit in the back, and there's this huge space from the front to the back.
近前听真的是比较少干扰。
And when you go near to listen, there are less distractions.
这是圣经上的教导。
This is what the Bible teaches.
那再来就是我们这个在教会里面到神面前来，我们不要有商业的行为。
Another thing is when we come into the church, we should not have do business.
我们来看一下马可福音十一章十五节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 11 verse 15.
马可福音十一章十五节。
Mark chapter 11 verse 15.
十一章十五节。
Chapter 11 verse 15.
十一章十五节。
Chapter 11 verse 15.
来，我们请 Mike Stacy 来帮我们念一下。十五节到这个到十六节哈。
So, verse 15 to 16, please.
So they came to Jerusalem. Then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. Oops, did I read too much?
No, no. 16, please.请问耶稣到的这个圣殿是外院还是内院还是圣所还是至圣所
？So the question is, did Jesus enter the outer court or the inner court, the sanctuary or the inner sanctuary?
因为在圣殿有这几层嘛，哈。
Because there's different layers of the synagogue, the temple.
来，我们来请严欣来，这次严欣来帮我们回答一下。
So it should be the outer court.
因为那个内院是祭司才可以进去。
Because the inner sanctuary can only be entered.
利未人呐，利未人。
But the sanctuary could only be entered by the Levites.
啊，就是服侍的利未人。
Or the Levites.
那大祭司才能够一年一次进至圣所。
And only the high priest can enter the holy of holies.
那你看，连那个外院哦，连那个外院呐。耶稣也不让人家在那边做生意。
But even in the outer court, the Lord Jesus did not allow anyone to buy and sell.
那个其实这时候这些生意哦，是提供一个那个动机是很好的。
Actually, the business done in the outer court had a good motivation.
因为很多人呐，这个走远路来到耶路撒冷城拜神，你叫他带鸡，不是带鸡带鸭，说错了，带牛带羊，这个很辛苦的。
Because for a person to journey very far to Jerusalem and bring a cow or a sheep, that was very difficult.
那所以呢，哎，我来到圣殿这里呢，我再买牛羊来献祭，这个应该是很合理呀。
So it should be very, it would be good to be reasonable to be able to buy your sacrificial items at church.
那很多美国去的耶路撒冷，那带美金去到耶路撒冷，你用美金买牛羊也没办法买啊，所以他们就那边有一个换钱的啊，在店里面就有一个换钱的、啊。
And say you take U.S. dollars and you go to Jerusalem, you can't use U.S. dollars to buy, so of course there's money changers there.
那这个都是提供人敬拜神的方便，动机是很好的。
And they were just doing a service to those who wanted to worship God. The motivation was good.
即使动机很好呢，耶稣也不让人呐、啊、在教会里面呢 做生意。
But even if the motivation was good, Jesus did not allow anyone to do business in the church.
所以要做生意啊，我想应该到。这个不是圣殿以外的地方做生意了。
So when you want to do business, you should do business outside the church.
真的啊，今天我们的教会里面呢、啊，是人间唯一的净土啊，可以这样讲。
And we can say that church is the only sacred ground in earth.
因为在教会里面呢，我们讲求的是一种圣洁。
Because in church we strive for holiness.
在教会里面呢，我们讲求的就是心灵跟诚实敬拜神。
And in church, we ask for people to worship in spirit.
所以我们尽量在教会这个 premises 哈，教会的环境当中呢，我们呢就要尽量朝这个目标，让每个人来敬拜神呢、啊，没有其他这种生意的或者是私事的一种干扰。
So within church premises, the premises, we want to strive for the goal and allow everyone to worship God without having distractions.
我们来参考这个以赛亚书的五十九、五十八章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 58.
以赛亚书五十八章。
Isaiah 58.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
十四节。
And 14.
我们转到后面去哈。
So we'll go to the back.
Michelle, 请你念。以赛亚书五十八章十三节、十四节。
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13 to 14.
我很喜欢这两句话，因为、哦、这个是很大的应许啊。
I really like these two verses because it is a great promise.
因为那个城价地的高处、哦、就是让我们在属世当中呢能够被高举啊。
Because it says, I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land, and this tells us that in the material sense, we will also enjoy.
那雅各的产业养育我们呢，就是说我们雅各是我们属灵之主啊，是我们属灵的上面呢。啊、神要用很多属灵的福气临到我们的身上。
And when it says to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob, the inheritance of Jacob is a spiritual inheritance, and the Lord will give this to us.
那这个有一个很基本的一个先决条件。
But there is a very basic requirement.
就是要用心灵哈、哦，用 must be God in 心灵跟诚实 ，in spirit and in truth， 就是用真理的方法呢，跟我们诚心呢来敬拜神呢。
And this is that we must worship the Lord in spirit and truth with our heart.
所以感谢主，我们安息日可以来教会，这是非常好的。感谢主。
So thank God that on the Sabbath day we can come to church. This is very good.
因为我们以这一天为一个快乐的日子啊，所以成为可喜悦的。很多人真的很盼望今天的来临，因为今天来啊，今天来啊，就是可以拜神。可以跟弟兄姐妹团契啊，真的是好快乐的一天呢、啊。
And some people really find joy in the Sabbath. They call the Sabbath a delight because this is a day where you can worship God and have fellowship with your brothers and sisters.
但是在今天我们所说所做的，我们都要有两个原则。
But there should be two principles governing what all we do and say on this day.
就是我们就是要用爱神爱人的心态来做我们的事情啊。
And this is to do everything.With an attitude that loves God and loves our fellow men.
在新约呢，神没有用这个日子来绑我们呢，没有用绑的哈。
In the New Testament, the Lord does not bind us to this day.
那但是人如果说我们无论做什么事情，那个动机啊，我们都基于这个我要爱神爱人那个态度来做。我们无论讲什么话，我们基于这样的态度呢，相信是神呢会喜悦了。
But the Lord will surely be pleased if we have the motivation to love God and love men in everything we do.
所以我们很特别的注意这个教会的这个我们来到神面前呢这样的一个行为。
So we pay attention to the act of coming before God in church.
把教会当成人间的净土。
And we treat the church as a sacred ground on earth.
这个很多的我们不是批评了，我们是做比较哈。
And we're not criticizing, but we're only comparing.
有些教会的确是做很多的这个所谓的慈善基业慈善事业，或者是有相当多的商业行为，来争取这个教会的收入。
And there are lots of churches who use charity or business to increase the wealth of the church.
我们不是说不要做慈善事业，要做了，慈善事业是要做。
And we're not saying that we should stay away from doing good because we should.
但是我们要特别注意我们所利用的场所我们特别注意我们的动机跟行为了。
But we should pay special attention to our motivation.
我想教会的所有活动都要围绕在三个事情上面。
And all church activities should come back to three things.
第一个就是呢，对这个内部的牧养是不是有帮助
？The first is we should ask whether not or not this activity benefits the pastoring within the church.
有时候我们教会有一些讲座主要是弟兄姐妹的团契，这是好的，因为比如说讲一些厨艺啦、插花啦这个没有商业行为，这个都是彼此的造就。彼此的团体，这应该是好的，因为是要造就我们的信徒。
Sometimes we have fellowships, for example, flower arranging fellowships or cooking fellowships, and it benefits benefits the brothers and sisters. It's good, and there's no business.
而且这不是主要，不是在那个崇拜的时间呐。
And this is not within the time set aside for worship.
那有时候我们利用教会做一些宣道比如说有人借教会来做这种投票的工作。有的人借教会做一种投票变成一个 voting 的一个 booth。
But some other people treat church as a voting booth.
这个可以，大家可以再思考。我是觉得，如果以先到的立场来讲，因为我们不再做生意
And people, you can think about this because from an evangelical point of view, we're not doing business.
但是呢，我们是把这里开放给社区来认识教会。来借着这样子呢，来亲近神。
Oh, okay. what he's trying. Sometimes we use the church as a polling booth for people to vote, and we're letting the community come into the church and get to know the church better.
我个人是觉得，如果站在宣道立场，这应该是没有什么问题的。
And from an evangelical perspective, there's nothing wrong with it, and this is my personal opinion.
但是如果是压 sale。
But if it is a yard sale,
当然我们动机可以说我是要让隔壁邻居呢来认识教会。
And of course, our motivation is for our neighbors to know the church.
但是呢，因为压 sale 本身这个 sale 就牵涉到一种生意的往来。
But when we have a yard sale, the sale part of it involves business.
这个我们教会的经济来源呢，真的都是主要是靠弟兄姐妹甘心乐意的奉献。
And the financial aspect of our church is.Solely dependent on the contributions.
如果有一种 sale 的行为，我们就觉得不太适合在教会的 premises 来举开。
If there is something involving a sale, then we feel that it is not appropriate to hold on church premises.
某个教会某个弟兄提一个 proposal.
And there is a certain church and a certain brother who came up with a proposal.
我们教会地区这么大，我们这个你看那个教会的那个占地很大。
And he said our church has a big.Part
of land, a big piece of land. We should, because this cell phone, this mobile or Verizon, want to set up a flower stage, right? It's called a flower stage. We just give them a little land, just give them a flower stage. We don't have a lot of revenue.
And a brother came up with the idea of allowing the mobile phone companies to come and set up a reception station.On the church land.
当然，从生意或是教会的收入来看，这个是好像很好的一个 idea.
From a business perspective or the perspective of church finances, it seems like a good idea.
但是我们要提到，就是说教会的活动我们实在是不愿意介入一种商业的行为。
But we do not want to involve any business type activity in church.
因为如果我们这样做那这个有时候也是摆不平啊。那你 Mobile 要来，那 Verizon 要来呢？那这个还有什么 T？ 还有什么 AT&T 要来呢？然后这个，然后再其他的呢？你到最后搞到最后，我看也是很麻烦的。当然，我们的动机已经有点不对了。教会就是不是要做生意的。
Because if we allow T-Mobile to come, then what if AT&T and Verizon also want to come use our land? And the motivation of this event is would already be.Go astray.
所以有时候我们动机是很好的。
So sometimes our motivation is very good.
但是我们教会尽量把它纯化。
So we should try to simplify.
生意呢，就是在外面教会可以做。那我们再来就是谈到来到教会面，我们就是要是把教会当成一个祷告会。说神的殿呢，我们这个殿呢，是我们要在神的祷告我们的殿中呢喜乐我们要在神祷告的殿中呢喜乐。
生哦，不晓得做些什么。
I don't know what you love in this world.
那这个诗人谈到说呢，除了神以外啊，实在是没有我们所安慕的。
But the psalmist mentions that in besides heaven, there is nothing that we desire.
在地上除了神以外，也没有可爱慕的。
It says, whom have I in heaven but you, and earth has nothing I desire besides you.
有时候我们心情会很不好啊。
Sometimes we'll be in a bad mood.
我们觉得自己很没有力量啊。
We feel that we are powerless.
但是这边提到说，神是我们的福分直到永远。
But here it says, God is the strength of our heart and my portion forever.
其实聚会一个最喜乐的时光就是真的。我们跪下来亲自跟神这个面对面说话的时候
And one of the most joyful moments within a service is when we kneel down and we speak to God face to face.
就我很喜欢那首诗歌
And I love that hymn.
I came to the garden alone.
And the hymn, I came to the garden alone.
我单独的到花园里面来就是跟神啊 we talk, he talked with me and he walked with me. 他跟我这样一起走路他跟我这样一起说话啊，在一个祷告的花园里面呢
And in this garden of a prayer, we talk and walk with the Lord.
As no other have ever done, 就是这个喜乐啊，这种满足啊，是没有其他人可以来了解的。
And it says none other I have I ever known, and this joy is something that other people cannot experience.
所以我们呢，常常注重这个殿中的这种祷告。
That is why we emphasize prayer within the temple.
要常常。就是我们来殿中的，这是一个我们一个崇拜的一个主题啦，祷告是我们崇拜的一个主题啦。
And it tells us that prayer is a big part of worship.
这个在殿中祷告啊，神特别垂听的。
And the Lord will especially listen prayers offered in the temple.
尤其哈该书讲，因为这个殿是神是特别是平安的地方。
Especially in the book of Haggai, it tells us that. The temple is a place where the Lord
神说我的眼睛我的耳朵我的心、啊、常常跟这个殿同在、啊、
And the Lord says that my eyes and my heart are often with this temple
所以我们要注重祷告
Therefore we have to emphasize prayer
这是小弟下午的分享当我们来到神面前
And this is my sharing about coming toThe temple of God.
我本来想说讲到这里就好了。
And I thought I was just going to end here.
但是还有十分钟嘛。
But I still have 10 minutes.
所以我就给一个 bonus 哦。
So I'll give you a bonus.
来到神面前哦，小弟觉得就是说，如果真的要有所得哈，也要预备我们的心啊。
I feel that if we want to obtain something when we come before God, we should prepare our hearts.
以前我们在神学院的时候，他叫我们这个讲道的人哈。不要这个最后一分钟才到教会里面来讲道。
When I was in theological school, they taught us that when you're giving a sermon, you should not come to church last minute.
那个老师很有趣，他说你不要老是用滑垒成功的方法，一滑垒，哇，我成功了，哎。
And the teacher was very humorous. He said you should not always try to slide onto the base.
哎，滑垒都是很紧急嘛，哎。还好我没有迟到、哦、
Because you, when you're sliding, that means that you're rushed and you think, oh, good, I'm not late.
我们刚提到一个原则，就没有安静、哦、很难见到神。
And we mentioned one principle, and that is if we're not quiet, it's very difficult to see God.
讲道的要安静、啊、听到也要安静。
The person giving the sermon has to be quiet, and the person listening to the sermon also must be quiet.
那个安静、哦、神就会在我们心中做工。
Because when we are quiet, the Lord will work in our hearts.
所以大家如果可以稍微早一点来预备心。
So if we can come just a little earlier to prepare our hearts.
感谢主，我们早来的弟兄姐妹，大家都跪下来祷告。
And thank God that those brothers and sisters who came early knelt and prayed.
哎，这个是一个很好的预备功夫哦。这个是无形当中你会得到很多的恩惠。也许那个是每个礼拜五到十分钟，多五分钟多十分钟，一点点投资。
And although maybe you spend 5 or 10 minutes.But you do get benefits from doing this.
我常常觉得这个拜神总是有一些小小的 secret、啊、
And sometimes I feel that there is these secrets to worshiping God.
我们的心安静下来。
The first is to quiet our hearts.
你发觉到我们的心像海绵呐、啊，神的话就可以听到我们内心的深处里面去。
If we quiet our hearts, we'll feel that our heart becomes like a sponge, and God's words can go deep into our heart.
愿主耶稣继续带领我们这个美好的卡诺加教会。
May the Lord continue to guide our beautiful Canoga Park Church.
大家在灵性、在恩惠、在道理上面都会有长足的长进。
So that in spirituality, in blessings, and in in
truth,
in truth, we will all grow and improve.
我们一起。
Let us sing a hymn.
457首。